Today, President Trump tweeted out a question. To paraphrase, he said, why is former campaign chair Paul Manafort on trial for conspiracy to evade tax and banking laws being treated worse than mobster Al Capone, who was convicted of tax evasion but was also a killer? The president said Manafort is in solitary confinement during his trial, but he is not. It's pretty remarkable for a president to comment during a federal trial, and this one is just in day two. Prosecutors say Manafort orchestrated a conspiracy to evade U.S. tax and banking laws and hide millions of dollars he was paid as a lobbyist for the then Russian-backed Ukrainian government. The Russia investigation is not expected to be part of this trial, but this is the first trial to come from Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 election. NPR's Ryan Lucas joins us from a break during the proceedings. So, Ryan, thank you.
My pleasure.
And in his opening statements, Manafort's attorney focused on Manafort's business partner, Rick Gates, who's already pled guilty to conspiracy and lying to the FBI. He's cooperating with Robert Mueller. And Manafort's defense is blaming Rick Gates. So what did we hear today?
Well, we heard from two witnesses so far today. One is a man by the name of Daniel Rabin, who is a political consultant who worked with Manafort in Ukraine for several years. He talked a lot about Manafort and his management style. He said that Manafort demanded a lot of people who worked for him, that he was very thorough. And he was very strict. But he also added that he was a good consultant who worked for the best of the campaign that he was working for. This is something that we've heard from elicited from questions directed at witnesses by prosecutors trying to basically prove or provide evidence that Manafort was indeed a very hands-on boss. And he was not somebody whose trust was abused, as the defense has said in its opening statements.
By Rick Gates. Well, and what about Rick Gates? Might he, you know, there's been speculation that there would be this very fiery moment when Rick Gates might take the stand.
That's right. Rick Gates was listed as one of the 35 or so potential witnesses. At one point during today's proceedings, prosecutors said that they may or may not call Gates in to testify. That sent a number of journalists in the courtroom scurrying out. But prosecutors also cautioned that they always kind of recalculate as the trial goes on who exactly they want to bring in to have testify or not, depending on how the trial is going, how much time there is. So there are a lot of calculations that go into that, and they caution not to read too much into that statement.
Yeah. Look, in the opening statements, the government lawyers said Manafort made millions as this political consultant to Ukraine's former president after he was thrown out by Ukrainians. Putin annexed Crimea. Manafort later joined the Trump campaign. As I said, the Russia investigation isn't supposed to, you know, be brought up here. This is about conspiracy and, you know, shell companies and hiding money. But what's the sense of what's really happening here? Is there a sense here that this is about Robert Mueller squeezing Paul Manafort so that he will? I mean, at any moment, we understand, during this trial, he can just say, I give. I want to cooperate with the investigation.
Well, two things. First, the question of Russia has not come up in this trial so far, and it is unlikely to. Yes, it's a trial that is focusing on alleged bank and tax fraud perpetrated by Manafort from about 2005 to 2015. But yes, there is speculation that a lot of this the case against Manafort is perhaps an attempt by the special counsel to squeeze Manafort and get him to cooperate and provide evidence against or testimony against the president. But that is speculation. What we know for sure are the charges that Manafort has been hit with, and he is fighting those charges thus far.
Yeah. And how does he seem in the courtroom?
He's been he was actually very involved during jury selection yesterday, consulting with his lawyers. Since then, he's looked fairly relaxed when he's come in. He is wearing a dark suit today with a burgundy tie. Fairly composed, fairly relaxed. I mean, he's somebody who's used to dealing with high stakes things. So he's not looking like somebody who's sweating it right now.
Yeah. There's also speculation that the president could pardon him at any moment. Can he pardon him during the trial?
Well, I think that getting into speculation as to whether the president will or won't pardon Paul Manafort at this point is a little premature. I think we have to wait and see how this trial plays out. What the president ultimately decides to do is obviously something that, that's a decision that the president is going to make when and if he makes it.
Yeah. As you look forward to, we have about a minute here, look forward to the afternoon and what's ahead. What are you waiting for?
Well, we had an FBI special agent who was involved in the search warrant that was executed on Manafort's residence here in Alexandria this morning. So we went through a number of documents that were seized in that raid this morning. This afternoon, we have a couple of other witnesses who had business dealings with Manafort. And we'll just have to wait and see what the government, the story that the government is trying to tell and create here.
NPR's Ryan Lucas in Alexandria, Virginia, covering the former Trump campaign chair, Paul Manafort's trial. Thank you.
Thank you.